The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I would like to begin by extending tabarikat, best wishes to all of you on this very special occasion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His special blessings on you for celebrating the birth anniversary of Abbas. Who was Abbas? Abbas was the lion of Ali. Abbas was the hero of Karbala. He was the flag bearer of Hussein, the beloved brother of Zainab, and the loving uncle of Sakina. Abbas bin Ali for us indeed knew how to control his emotion of ghazab. He actually for us is a true manifestation of the Prophet and his loyal companions, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fath, Surah number 48, in Ayah 29, says, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ahu, that Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, and those who are with him, who are truly with him, what is their character? Ashiddaw ala al-kuffar ruhamau baynahum. They are firm against the enemies. When they face the enemies, they are very firm. But they are kind when they are within themselves. And so these might be opposites. But a mu'min should know when to become firm and when to become soft while facing the enemies. If Abbas would go, the enemies were fearful. That is his courage on a physical level. But that same Abbas, when he goes into his own circle of family and friends, everyone loved him. They longed to see him, to sit down and talk with him and meet him. And this is where it's reflected in different ways. You look at the level of trust that Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam had on Abbas. Not only that, he made him the commander-in-chief and the flag bearer. You know, he divided his companion and male family members into three flanks, right, left, and the center. Zuhair became commander of one, Habib became commander of the other, and Abbas was given the command of the central flank of Imam Hussein's army. And the alam was given to him. That's why he's known as Alamdar, the flag bearer of Hussein. And even if you look at it, and we don't want to recite, you know, Masaib on a Viladat day here, but look at the last moment. When you look at the level of trust that Hussein ibn Ali had, this was because of the courage that Abbas had, and Abbas would use it in the right way. That when he says to him that if you go away, my whole, you know, army is gone. For him, Abbas became the symbol of the strength of Hussein ibn Ali. Look at the women. The women were always at peace, at ease, knowing that Abbas is with them. As long as he's there, nobody can do anything to them. Even the children of the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam adored Abbas, especially when it came to Sakina. You know, for Sakina, Abbas was the loving uncle. Yes, she had many other uncles. But this attachment of Sakina to Abbas is very unique, very special. To the extent that this has been, you know, symbolized in form of the mashk, the water bag, which is placed on the alam of Hazrat Abbas, not on the alam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Wherever you will see the alam of Abbas, you will see the mashk and the water bag of Sakina. That symbolizes the attachment of Sakina, the four-year-old daughter of Hussein, to Abbas bin Ali. And this is where we come to realize that, you know, he was not somebody who was always angry. No. He was somebody who was adored by the children, loved by the children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his extended family. You know, borrowing the poetic expression of Allama Iqbal, I can say that among family and friends, Abbas was as soft as silk. There is no cloth more, you know, soft than silk. But among the enemies, Abbas was as solid as steel. You know, abrasion on one side, and then you have this steel on the other side, the silk and the steel. Two different, you know, entities. One is very soft in touch, and the other is very solid. And so when he is with the family, he's like silk. When he goes there and confronts the enemy, he is as solid as steel. And so let me end the English part of the speech tonight with the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is a testimony of the greatness of Abbas bin Ali from the words of a ma'asum. So I'm not even quoting a historian or an alim here. No, we're talking about a ma'asum imam who lived with Abbas, who had seen his jihad, who had seen his shahadat. Imam Zainul Abidin describes his uncle by saying, Rahim Allahu Ammi Al Abbas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, have showered his mercy on my uncle Abbas. Laqad athara wa abla. He sacrificed. And, you know, he gave the test in the best manner. Wa fada akhahu bi nafsihi. And he sacrificed his life for the sake of his brother, until his hands were cut. فَعَبْدَلَهُ اللَّهُ بِجَنَاحَيْنِ. Because his hands or his arms were cut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with two wings. And this is not unprecedented in Islamic history. يَطِيلُ بِهُمَا بِهِمَا مَعَ الْمَلَائِكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. He actually, basically, he flies around in the Jannah with the Malaika. كَمَا جَعَلَ لِجَعْفَرِ بِنْ عَبِي طَالِبِ. This is not first time in history. You know, the fourth Imam says, even Ja'far bin Abi Talib, my granduncle, was also, whose arms also were cut in the battle and he became Shaheed. Ja'far, he's known as Ja'far al-Tayyar. Tayyar who can, you know, fly. Because he was also given wings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after his shahadat. And then the Imam says something which is amazing about Abbas. He says, إِنَّ لِلْعَبَّاسِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مَنْزِلَةً. That verily Abbas has a special position in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَغْبِطُهُ عَلَيْهَا جَمِيعُ الشَّهَدَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That position is so precious that all other martyrs will wish for that on the day of judgment. When they see the manzila and the status of Abbas bin Ali on the day of Qiyamah, they will wish that I also would have attained that status. It's important to realize that the ma'asum imam uses the word yaghbituhu alayha jami'u shuhada. He says all the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. This term, Jami', is very important. It even includes Ja'far bin Abi Talib. It also includes Hamza Sayyid al-Shahada. All the Shahada of the previous time. And even all other Shahada who will come after Karbala. All of them will wish that they would have that status.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه